Neal says there is an understanding that the threat of ISIS is not about to recede, adding that the radical Islamic fundamentalism the group practices needs to be confronted by European countries and the Arab nations that surround the organization.
So I think that this is a wake-up call for Vladimir Putin, and hopefully now, rather than trying to stake out his own territory in Syria, he'll find common purpose with the United States, NATO, and the Arab League in addressing the atrocities that ISIS is committing.
The Democrat says he will continue to support American airstrikes in Syria, but is not ready to commit troops. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.